The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The net in today's gospel is the church, and the sea is the world. And God is a fisherman who throws that net into the sea to try and capture whatever he can, both good and bad alike. And he brings up seaweed, algae, all kinds of debris along with the good fish. And then he separates them. What is good, he puts into the bucket. What is bad, he throws away. In this parable, we find the dogmatic truth of the judgment. At the end of time, God will judge humanity and separate the good from the bad. It's important then that we pay particular attention when Christ references the last things: heaven, hell, death, and judgment. Many of us don't particularly like hearing about these truths that Christ teaches. They can be very hard to hear. But St. Gregory the Great tells us why Christ repeats them so often. Gregory says, "All these things are said to make sure that no one can make the excuse that he does not know about them. This excuse would be valid only if eternal punishment were spoken about in ambiguous terms." We humans tend to forget about the judgment quite often. Whether it's because it's in our nature to forget or because we're afraid of it, who's to say? But the fact is that Christ wants us to know this. He mentions it multiple times in multiple different ways in multiple different parables throughout the Gospels. And today he asked the disciples directly, "Do you understand these things?" And he asked the same of us today. My brothers and sisters, do we understand all these things? Do we understand that there is a heaven and a hell, and that the Son will judge the living and the dead when he comes again?